together podemos.
People, as you know, this is a very important part of my trip. I've been to 39 countries until now. And now I'm here in Finland with a great guy. He came here for requesting an asylum, and now he's a refugee here in Finland. We are talking about different things, but as you know, Finland is the country which is recognized because has the best education system in the whole world. So we've been talking and sharing different kind of experiences, and now I invite you to follow the conversation. So we were talking about how, for example, Finland's like more the people instead of the design of the places.
Yeah, honestly, so as I told you, like when we compare Finland to other countries, honestly for me, because I come from a Middle Eastern country, Arab country, Iraq, so we care so much about how humanity is important than political issues, religious beliefs, and these things. So I think Finland, when I talked to my friend about these things, I told him, hey, you know that Finland is having a beautiful educational system. We don't want to say that number one, the world, number two, number 80, which is true, number one, but still we don't rank it, we don't categorize it, we don't put it in a category, for example, this is number one, but we need to understand why it's number one. So beautiful educational system, and especially also about healthcare system is just amazing. And when we talk about organized country, when I mean organized country in every single thing, they love the queues, they have to wait for their lines, they respect the rules, the instructions, they follow what the police is saying, they follow what the cashier is saying, they follow what there is a trust in this country. You know, I come from Iraq, where is not trust there, not trustworthy life. So we didn't trust each other. Now when somebody is saying something, I trust him or her, because this country builds with that trust. So this is really important for me. That's why I'm caring, as we mentioned, about the design countries and these things. Yeah. I care about a country which is not really beautiful from outside, but still, like, how people are having their rights to live in this country. This is the most important thing for me. So now I'm. It's really sad to say this, and I feel so upset to say it, but I have to admit it. I'm a human now. I'm a human being more than to be in my own country, because I got all my rights here. People are really treating me as a human being. They are not looking at my face. They are not looking about he is from different country, he is dark skin, No, they are looking at the values that about the certificates, the mentality, the attitude, the way of thinking, what kind of ideas do I have, how can I participate in building great society and inclusive society, so how can I integrate to help them building great things. And so when you see those people are looking at the treasure, we can say, in a human being, this is very important, because you can, that's always, I'm kidding with my friends when they feel so down, hey, you know, we don't have a great place to go in Finland. You know, people just, they are sleeping at 8 and they are not beautiful places. I said, okay, you can work because you can get job. You can work and the salaries are really good here. And during the weekend, travel any country. Or at the end of the month, you can go 2 days, for example, in Sweden. You can go to Spain, Italy, and come back. Like, you are charging yourself and you will be back to the work, practical life. So it works like this. I do the same thing there. So this is what I like in this country, like the educational system and the, for example, also the social system. This is amazing that people, employed people who don't have work, they are getting also benefits from the country. And the country helped them, you know, starting their own business. They are helping them. They are starting their startups. They are helping them, for example, to choose what kind of business they can start with. And even if they start their own business, they will help them with advisors. So all the beautiful things are here. It's tricky sometimes, like, bureaucracy. The bureaucracy is number one in this country. You have to go through many processes, but still, like, when you look at it, okay, but the results are going to be amazing, like what I'm doing now. So the results are, I'm sure, because I believe in myself
Yes.
blindly, but it's still like when you look, people like sometimes are calling, hey, I found a good connection for you, maybe that will help you. Oh, thank you so much. So they are really helping you just to reach your dreams, reach your achievements. This is amazing that you can see it, for example, in Iraq. No, nobody can, everybody can just put you down. So people here are pulling you up, so they need to be proud of you. So this is the country I like to belong to, because I believe a country is not always like a house or neighbor or four walls or a flag. No, it's not like that. We have to be proud of. It's the country for me, it's the home you belong to. It's the place you get your rights. It's the place that you don't feel that you are marginalized. It's the place you don't feel that somebody is treating you badly, somebody is taking your rights from you falsely. So this is the country I really feel happy when I decided to be in. And it's really lovely. It's
And
really.
regarding with the process that you mentioned,
Yeah.
I have two questions that are for me
Please.
pretty important. The first one is, you speak a lot about the difference between education here, and I know that it's well known that the Finland education is really good, but what do you think that is especially good here? Why they are different in education? And the second question is, now you came here as a refugee,
Yes.
and now you give some classes in university as well because you have a PhD
Yeah. American
in
theater.
American theater, and also you have some studies
Yes.
that can give you the opportunity for making this. What's the biggest challenge that you faced as an immigrant professor here in, if they were, or how is your sensation here as an immigrant professor, you know?
A refugee, you
Yes, as
mean?
a
Yeah,
refugee.
yeah. This is very important thing
Yeah,
because
so
sometimes we talk how to differentiate between a migrant, a refugee, and asylum seeker. Yeah.
yes. And so those are my two questions.
Yeah. Honestly, if we talk about the first thing, that what is the special thing? Personally, if I'm talking about my personal life, especially when I was in Iraq, there are a lot of different differences if we can talk about. One of them, for example, I had a conversation with a professor, and I was talking about that, why you are so different and you are number one. She says, like, a simple thing, that we don't give homework. We don't give homework for the students. This is number one. And also, they are more practical. They are more practical when they teach. It's not like, for example, hey, today we have a poem, for example, like it's my thing. Let's read the poem from the poetry. Oh, Shakespeare said something, or T.S. Eliot said blah, 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 blah. Okay, tomorrow we have an exam. And they don't deal with these things. They live when they teach. For example, why Shakespeare said that? Like, what do you think? So they listen to your opinion. They involve you in the conclusion. They involve you in the analysis. They involve you in a conversation. They listen so much. So, listening is very important than just to speak. If you have something, if you need to share your expression, if you need to share your opinions, you need somebody to listen carefully. They do that, even as a professor, even if it's a teacher and you are a student. So they listen very well to you, and they negotiate with you about the results, about topic, subject. So it's not like 1 + 1 = 2, like in Iraq. No. So in Iraq, for example, a teacher doesn't take the opinion of the student seriously. He's a student, I'm a teacher, They don't have these things. Like, this is what I feel. Even when I went to the university, students were amazing. Like, when I was teaching them, lovely thing, lovely. Like, oh wow, I'm teaching in Europe. You know, it's a balance, really a balance for me, like when I'm in Europe teaching students in English language. So it was, what the fuck? I'm sorry for the word, but
Don't worries.
I'm thinking loudly
Don't
now.
worries.
It was really amazing from the beginning, like for me. So the system is generally dealing with the topics itself, like how we can reach the inner sides of the students, to let them thinking loudly, to let them lead the conversation, to let them lead the lectures. So they put you in a situation like you are the teacher now. You can think, you can do whatever, you can build the society. You participate in the society just to create an inclusive atmosphere, to bring all people to each other. So this is what I like. And they listen. Listening is very important for me. Really important. So when I came here, like I saw all the people are listening to my opinions, I said, wow, that's nice. Because we didn't have that situation there in Iraq. And in most of the countries, still the teacher is a teacher and student is a student. So there is a gap. Yes, sometimes there is understanding, but there is a gap. Here it's not. There is no gap. Honestly, there is not. So they give you the time to improve yourself. They give the time to express what, even if you agree or disagree. So they listen to you. So acceptance is very important thing for me. I really appreciate acceptance more than to be diverse or, you know, to be integrated. No, acceptance. I accept you as you are. I accept your opinion. Honestly, I accept what you are thinking. Yes, I disagree with you, but I accept you. I listen to you. So that gives more satisfactions, more confidence in the conversation. So that's why, like, this is according for years in Finland. I didn't discover more, but this is what I discovered. Like, and of course, regarding to the curriculum, regarding to the topics they are teaching, so amazing. They teach not only the specific thingy. For example, when you study ammatti koulu, it means like proficient school. When you study, for example, in a cleaning, when you study in engineering and something, you don't study only the topic related to that. No, you study different topics. You study English language, you study physics, you study culture, you study politics, you study sports, arts, dancing. So they enlighten your mind with all the things about life. Even they teach you the cultural tips about being in Finland, how life is dealing with you, how you are treated in this country. So that will enlighten your mind. They will open all the
Possibilities.
definitely for you. So this is what lovely. The challenges I found it here, teaching at the university, I don't know, I didn't find, honestly, I didn't find everything was cool, except if I can say the language, Finnish language. Because I do believe the language is the key in all the countries. It's the key, but it's not number one. I
Okay.
can reach with
What's number
English.
one?
Acceptance.
Acceptance.
Yeah, if they accept you, because even if you speak in English, I can say that lovely thing that even in Finland, 90% people are speaking English. Everywhere in the streets, buses, shops, supermarkets, everywhere they can speak English. For example, when I was in France, nobody speaks to me in Finnish, in French. So they know, but they prefer the language. So they are more patriotic. French language is the first, like you have to learn, you have to speak. Even when I ask in English, they reply in French. I said, okay, thank you. So that's lovely for them, but it's more, I don't know, I don't want to be judging in this way, but it's still like in Finland, it's so lovely because they accept you as you are. As you are, like you are coming from different country, we deal with you as a human being. So the language, only the thing that I wish if I can speak very well. I speak, but not in fluent, like to teach. So yeah, the students are really amazing. The system is really great. And I didn't find a lot of challenges at all. So it's all about the time.
Great.
Yeah.
So thanks for these few minutes giving us
Super welcome.
light about this system, which is very interesting, and also it has a lot of insights for us in different countries of the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Any message for people who wants to change the world?
Changing the world is a big word. It's a big word. Like I disagree with this because we have to change ourselves before.
Yes, of
So if
course.
we change ourselves for the good thing, then people will change. So it's like
So we
process.
can change the world.
Yeah, we start, everything starts within. So let's
Definitely.
start with ourselves, then with the people. And we are all the same when the lights are off.
Definitely.
So this is a beautiful thing.
That's important.
Yeah, it is.
Great, thank you.